Hi guys, so welcome back to a new episode. I just wanted to talk about the latest hot selling topic that is there in the market right now. It is none other than the latest literally facelifted two cars that was brought in by Tata. It is the Tata Harrier and the Tata Safari. Yeah, I just want to talk about the latest changes that they brought into the two models, and on top of that, some views that I personally felt about those cars. So let's get started. Yeah, so talking about the Tata Harrier and the Safari has the in the facelift version has the almost like a same design wise they are almost the same, but like a couple of changes are there from the last Tata Harrier model and the latest ones. When you compare with the exterior, there are couple of design changes that Tata brought into the latest version. Starting from the front end, it is a facelifted version, and they have literally facelifted. It kind of looks tall right now, and the front part looks little more heavier than the it gives a little more bold vibes than the last one. When it comes to the latest attractive LED DRL that I personally felt that it is very futuristic vibe that we are getting from the rear end and the front end LED DRLs, which comes with the welcome and goodbye function. Welcome and goodbye function, as you guys know, it's like the cute animation that appears in the LED DRLs when you unlock the car and when you lock the car. That is kind of, for me, that's kind of a premium feature that most of the premium car brands provide. So I like how Tata is incorporating the premium premium vibes to their cars, so hats off to that. So that was very attractive, the LED DRLs. Now it gives more futuristic vibe. In fact, all of the latest EVs that we see in the market have this kind of connected rear end LED lights, and even the Venna had a connected DRL in the front. Lot of hate was there regarding the latest Venna's design, but like I feel like all the companies are trying to implement their futuristic versions on their cars, trying to implement their concepts that they were releasing from the past couple of years. So it kind of looks good. And one of my favorite feature that I felt in the latest Tata Harrier, I mean, it's kind of childish to say this, but like the gesture controlled tailgate, it gives a very premium SUV vibe. I guess that's there in the MG Hector, but like that was one of the favorite feature that I liked in the latest Tata Harrier, and even the front parking sensors. And talking about the interior, not much, but like a couple of good amount of features they brought. Now the dash looks a little more premium than the last version, because personally for me, the last Harrier had very plain design when it comes to the interior, not giving that giving that thing of okay, this is premium car of Tata, but like it was a very plain design when I saw personally. So they have worked on it, and now the dash looks very little more premium, and little more presentable for me from comparing to the last ones. The driver gets a 10.25 inch instrument cluster, and the 12.3 inch infotainment system looks massively big, and it looks very good, and it is actually covering the 50% of the dash. It looks very good. One more favorite thing, and a very personal thing that I felt, latest steering wheel they brought, I guess they brought the same kind of steering wheel design on the Nexon as well, which has a illuminating Tata logo as well. So it kind of looks very futuristic for me. Plus, yeah, one more point adding on to the steering wheel is that the latest electric power assisted steering. A lot of car reviewers and the enthusiasts were talking about the steering wheel comparing to the last steering wheel. They have really worked, they have really given a good job to the latest steering wheel, because last steering wheel had a couple of difficulty to drive around in the city, and it in general it was a little difficult when it comes to the convenience of it. The latest steering wheel which has a electric power assisted steering is kind of easy and very convenient. So yeah, that's the whole thing about the steering wheel. Personally, I felt like the steering wheel has upgraded a lot. a lot of controversies were happening regarding the steering wheel design, because you know, a couple of enthusiasts didn't like the steering wheel design, but for me I felt like it is a good good futuristic design that they brought into the Harrier. So that is the things about the exterior and the interior parts. Now let's get into the safety parts. Safety regarding the Tata Harrier and the Safari, you know, the whole Tata team has really done a great job, and that has clearly shown in the global NCAP rating, where Tata Harrier and the Safari got a 5-star rating, which means that it is the highest in India, that you know, it is the highest rating and ranking amongst all the current cars in Indian market. So that is crazy, right? So for me, I felt like that's a proud moment for an Indian brand, you know, going this level and top notch for the safety. That's crazy. And regarding safety, one more plus point that they brought into the Harrier and the Safari was the ADAS features. ADAS feature is an advanced, you know, driver assisting system that you know, it was brought in the XUV700 as well. So if you guys want to know what exactly ADAS is that, you can go search in YouTube. You'll get a couple of videos explaining how ADAS works. It's a very, you know, very premium feature and a very good safety feature that they brought into the Harrier and Safari. Let's talk about the price range as well, and that is exactly why I was mentioning this particular title, because is it actually worth enough or moved away from the market because of the competition? Because of course there are a couple of cars in this current segment, you know, we can talk about the MG Hector, Jeep Compass, XUV700 5-seater. All these models are actually giving a good competition to Harrier as well right now. So because the price point right now, it's 15 lakhs to 22 lakhs, that's kind of little too, you know, risky price that, you know, Tata brought in, because you know there are a couple of other features that, you know, Tata didn't bring in. So that is kind of disappointing, which the other brands are covering as well. So let's see how the competition goes on. And regarding the engine specs, it is a 2-liter diesel engine with 168 horsepower and 350 Nm torque, which comes with a 6-speed manual and an automatic transmission, which has a paddle shifter as well for the automatic variants. Also, I wanted to talk about the Tata Safari, but then I felt like it's pointless, because Tata Safari and the Harrier has almost similar specs and similar changes, that, you know, it's not a big difference that I felt like from the Harrier and Safari. It's just that Tata Safari is a 7-seater car, which has one more row. That is the only perks I felt, you know, that's there in the Safari. In fact, a lot of enthusiasts are still, you know, sad about the whole point that Tata haven't brought 4x4 version or 4x4 variant for the Safari. The old Safaris had a 4x4 version and the variant. That was the main element of the Safaris, because Safaris usually had the thing of 4x4, and it was one of the best 4x4s, you know, at a certain point. So yeah, that was one disappointing factor that I personally felt. And but when it comes to price point, the Safari's price is not a big difference from the Harrier, because it's a 70,000 rupees difference. You'll get a 7-seater car for, you know, 70,000 rupees difference. Do let me know what's your views on the latest facelifted version of the Tata Safari and the Harrier. For more updates, follow me on my Instagram. If you guys have any suggestions regarding my podcast or episodes, do let me know in my DMs. So that's it about the latest facelifted versions of the Tata Safari and the Harrier. See you guys in a new episode. Bye bye.